This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Dr. Jack Stockwell, one of my favorites when it comes to your health and well-being. He's in the know and on the go, and here he is.
Welcome to the Good Day Health Show. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at ForbiddenDoctor.com. I have a study I wanted to mention to you briefly that just popped on my radar screen. It's from the British Medical Journal. Now, the British Medical Journal has been around for a long, long time. It's been around longer than U.S. medical journals. There's one older than the British Medical, and that's the Lancet that goes back to the early 1700s. But the British Medical Journal just published a study that involved 100,000 adults in France. And the new study raises concerns about diet sodas. And what they're talking about, the study just came out, it hit the news wires yesterday. And the study is talking about how artificial sweeteners and the risk of cardiovascular disease are hand in hand at the moment. Now, they found a potential link between the consumption of artificial sweeteners and heart disease. So the researchers concluded, and I'm quoting from the study, quote, "The findings from this large-scale prospective cohort study suggest a potential direct association between higher artificial sweetener consumption, especially aspartame and sucralose, and increased cardiovascular disease risk. Artificial sweeteners are present in thousands of food and beverage brands worldwide. However, they remain a controversial topic and are currently being reevaluated by the European Food Safety Authority and the World Health Organization and other health agencies." So according to this article, the objective of the study was to research, quote, "the associations between artificial sweeteners from all dietary sources, beverages, tabletop sweeteners, dairy products, etc., overall and by molecule, aspartame and sucralose, and risk of cardiovascular diseases, overall coronary heart disease, and cerebrovascular disease," referring to stroke. So according to the FDA, this is what the FDA says, "aspartame is approved for use in food as a nutritive sweetener. Aspartame brand names include NutraSweet, Equal, and Sugar Twin. It does contain calories, but because it's about 200 times sweeter than table sugar, consumers are likely to use much less of it." So it goes on and talks about the history of aspartame a little bit, going back to 1981 when the FDA first approved it as a tabletop sweetener, chewing gum, cold breakfast cereals, dry bases for certain foods, beverages, instant coffee, tea, gelatins, puddings, fillings, and the list goes on and on. It has been a controversial subject for a long time because it affects certain areas of the brain, and that there are those who have a rare hereditary disease, PKU, phenylketonuria, have a difficult time metabolizing phenylalanine, which is an important amino acid, and it's also the basis of aspartame. Then also, sucralose showed up later on, I think it was just before 2000, and it's approved for use in food as a non-nutritive sweetener, and is sold under the brand name of Splenda. Sucralose is about 600 times sweeter than sugar. Now, there's nothing in Mother Nature's world that's 600 times sweeter than sugar. Even the sweetest of all sugar sources, whatever that might be. So to have something put into the body that's 600 times sweeter than sugar, you have to ask yourself, is this stuff okay to use? Because the promotional argument, of course, is, well, we know sugar's bad for you. I mean, who's going to argue that? A little bit of sugar, yeah, maybe not so. And by little bit, I mean maybe a half a teaspoon of table sugar a day probably isn't going to make a whole lot of difference. but most people can't stop with that. And most of our foods are production foods that come out of food plants. The major food producers, the breakfast cereals and things like that, and dressings, and are just loaded with sugar. And hardly any of us can get through the morning without toast or a bagel or a muffin or something else. Those things are loaded with sugar. So we're constantly inundated with it, and so that kind of eats at us a little bit, like, nah, maybe I'm getting too much sugar. Maybe I should use a substitute. But again, what I want you to think about is that when you take something into your body like sucralose that's 600 times sweeter than sugar, or aspartame that's 200 times sweeter than sugar, something in the back of your head must be saying, is this really good for me? So that was the basis of this study, just published in the British Medical Journal, that these 100,000 people, these 100,000 adults in France that were studied over a period of time, they had a greater risk of coronary artery disease, clots, and clots that would take place inside the heart muscle itself, as well as cerebral vascular strokes, strokes in the brain. Now, if you're just tuning in, I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at jackstockwell.com, and have been a regular contributor to the Doug Steffen, the Good Day Health Show, for a long time now. Doug and I go way back. And he's invited me to take this show for myself for a bit. And more information for me about me and about the nutritional aspect that I'm involved with at ForbiddenDoctor.com. And so I've just been talking about this new study. I am looking for a source here I can give you, but I think if you want to get more information on this, if you're internet savvy, you can just go to the internet and Google diet soda study or new diet soda study, British Medical Journal. It's going to pop up right in front of you. And even though, now, because it's so controversial and because there's so much money that's made with artificial sweeteners, the artificial sweetener industry is out there saying, hey, wait a minute, hold on. You know, you can't take our milk cow away from us like this. So the European Food Safety Authority, which is essentially the European version of the FDA, and the World Health Organization, as well as other health agencies, are reevaluating the study. Well, you know what that could end up meaning. Because anytime you look at a study, whether it agrees with your basic bias or not, you always want to know who's behind the study, who paid for it, who stands to gain from the results, who stands to be hurt by the results. And then a lot of times what the headlines will say, oh, this new study out of France suggest you might want to use sugar for your sweetener. It didn't say that, but a lot of times the press or the media will not exaggerate, misrepresent, I think is the better word, what the study actually indicated. So you might want to read that for yourself if you're using artificial sweeteners. And I can't be more pointed or concerned about this whole thing, because I have a lot of my own patients who ask me on a regular basis. Now, maybe not regular. I may only hear the question half a dozen times a year, but I hear it every year. How do you feel about aspartame, Dr. Jack? How do you feel about sucralose, Dr. Jack? And sucralose is just where they essentially take a basic sugar molecule and stick some chlorine on it. And that makes it go right on through the body. And that's interesting. It has a very sweetening effect, but your digestive system doesn't recognize it, doesn't know what to do with it, so it gets rid of it. Just goes right on through the body. You think, well, that's good. Who can argue with that? No, it still is related to cardiovascular disease. And why would these things affect cardiovascular? And it's not just that. Your liver is the organ in your body that has to do all of the filtering of everything that takes place. All the things that you drink except water, so everything that you drink, including liquids with sweetener, these artificial sweeteners, all the food that you eat that goes into the digestive system, all of those digestive materials that end up in the bloodstream, go through something called the portal system, P-O-R-T-A-L. And it is where these digested materials are taken out through the bloodstream from the gut, from the intestines, and it's pumped through the liver before it hits the main blood supply. Now, of all things, Mother Nature just doesn't trust us to eat things correctly. So she wants what you eat and what you drink, again, except water, to pass through the liver first so it can be detoxified or broken down further or classified or given additional digestive information so that when it leaves the liver and goes into the main blood supply, the main bloodstream of your body, it's been filtered as best the liver can do. Now, it's interesting, over the last several decades, the increase of liver disease and liver dysfunction, and I'm not talking about the type of liver problems associated with alcoholism. We know that one-third of the people who have fatty liver disease in America today, if they ever had a drink of alcohol, it was a long time ago. So it's not an alcohol-caused problem, although alcoholics often will have fatty liver disease, just pockets of liver, pockets of fat showing up in the liver where it shouldn't be. And it brings pressure to bear, and it affects the liver's ability to further detoxify the blood. So you kind of end up with a two-pronged problem here, especially when one-third of Americans have fatty liver disease and do not drink alcohol. So why is that happening? Well, it has an awful lot to do with what we're putting into our bodies. Now, the amount of sucralose or the amount of aspartame that's in these foods that we consume, unless you drink, you know, half a dozen cans of artificially sweetened soft drink every day, is very, very little. Yet over the period of time, it builds up and the liver begins to be more and more dysfunctional, and it gets to a point where it just has a hard time getting the job done. And a lot of things start slipping through into the bloodstream. And then it comes back around to go through the liver again, and the liver's, you know, working twice as hard. So just something I want you to keep in mind, and if this has hit a nerve with you, I want you to pay attention to what I'm going to talk about next. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell. We will continue with more of the Good Day Health Show coming up next.
Now that the school year is underway, do you know how your child is doing in math? At Mathnasium, each student is provided with a customized learning plan based on an individual assessment. They'll get the live face-to-face instruction they need, either in-center or online, to accelerate their math skills and take on the rest of the school year with confidence. Join over 1 million parents who have trusted Mathnasium to give their children an edge in math. To learn more and to schedule a free consultation, visit us at Mathnasium.com. Mathnasium, we're changing lives through math.
Napa! At Napa, when you take care of your ride, we take care of you. That's why a $25 digital gift card can be yours when you buy 10 quarts of Pennzoil Platinum Full Synthetic Motor Oil products at Napa Auto Parts. That's a reward for rewarding your ride and a way to treat yourself after treating your motor. So give your ride the premium motor oil it deserves and get rewarded in return. Napa! Offer ends 10/31/22. Void where prohibited. Terms apply. For complete details, visit pennzoil.com/rewards.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
The roar of our engines, the pump of our heartbeats, the pedal to our metal, the sparks that ignite us, the pistons that push us, the passions that drive us. From the feelings that move us to the places that pull us on the roads that unite us. With nearly 6,000 stores and over 17,000 auto care centers, Napa has America's largest network of parts and care, here to keep you firing on all cylinders. Napa!
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history. Physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Welcome back to the Good Day Health Show. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at jackstockwell.com. So I want to tell you a drink that I have run across recently that after I've had about three or four cans of it over the last couple of weeks, I went and bought a 12-pack, and it's in my fridge, and I really enjoy it. And I don't know if you've got it throughout the rest of the country, certainly here in the Intermountain West, but it's called Spindrift. It's one word. S-P-I-N-D-R-I-F-T. I'm not being paid to do this. I don't normally recommend brand names on the air. But this is, I really like this stuff. And you know, when you taste something and you look on the label and it may say artificially sweetened or natural and artificial sweeteners, you know darn well it might be 5% natural, 95% artificial. You can tell when you taste something that has an artificial sweetener in it, something hangs around on the tongue. Mother Nature doesn't do that. When you taste something that is a natural flavor that comes from Mother Nature, you can taste right away. The brain says, oh, I like this. This is okay. Go ahead and drink it. That little voice in the back of your head. Spindrift uses real juices. Now, the one I really like is either the lemon or the lime. They have different flavors. And here, look at this. I'm doing an infomercial for Spindrift. The reason I'm bringing this up is it's just carbonated water with few drops of natural flavor to it. And the reason I'm pushing this is because at the first one, you say, that's just, there's no sweetener in here. It's not really what I want. But I'll tell you, after a few of them, the carbonation on your tongue satisfies that carbonation desire that you have. And I have it too. But the natural flavors from the natural juices that are present in these drinks, I went and bought a 12-pack sitting there in my fridge right now. And I have it in the refrigerator at the clinic. So I just want to mention that to you because there are a lot of different mineral drinks out there on the market right now that have supposed natural flavors to them. Some of them I've liked, some of them I didn't particularly enjoy as I went from one to another trying to find some alternative. Now, if you're going to drink a sugar drink, if you're going to quit these artificials, but you're still going to have something with sugar, the Mexican Coke, at least that's got cane sugar in it. There's nothing artificial about that. I even have some patients that said, have you ever tried it with Jack and Coke? Jack Daniels, whatever, I don't know what that drink is, but whatever it is. No, I haven't. They said, it's the best day. It's better than the artificial Cokes that are out there. Well, okay. All right. Whatever. But the Mexican Coke, and as I go into the supermarket to buy the Spindrift, you know, there it's there. And then all the normal soft drinks are, you know, by the big packs are all over the place. I noticed the section for Mexican Coke is getting bigger and bigger and bigger on the shelf inside the supermarket. Because I think it's the old flavor of Coca-Cola, and it's sweetened with cane sugar. So if you're going to do it, I would, you know, as I've told patients, you got to do it. Try that and see what you think. All right, now we got a break coming up here before too much longer. But after that break, last week I talked to you about the symptom survey, but I want to give you a real experience with it because we've had an increase at the clinic of people requesting the symptom survey. I have what it looks like it's 224 questions. So when we get back after the break, I'm going to read some of these to you and see what you think, because this gives, when people, Dr. Jack, what do I do about this? Dr. Jack, I want you to take the symptom survey. Well, because it tells me everything. We'll continue with more of the Good Day Health Show next. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at ForbiddenDoctor.com.
For nearly 100 years, folks have trusted Blue Star medicated ointment to relieve the pain and itching of almost any skin irritation.
It works on my son's dry, itching feet and their jock itch.
I had this rash on my neck. Nothing worked until Blue Star.
Blue Star worked great on my ringworm without steroids.
My wife and I have been using Blue Star for years. It's never let us down.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
The home that you live in has stuff in it that you may not know. Mold. Mildew. Want to get rid of it? The Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier uses Oxy technology. Naturally sends out molecules into the air which will seek out those odors, get the pollutants that are in your home, and kill them dead. This doesn't mask anything, doesn't cover up the odors. It actually gets rid of the problem. You can save $200 on an Eden Pure Thunderstorm 3-pack. This is for the whole house. Special offer right now using the DUG3 code. You get 3 units for under $200. Please go to EdenPureDeals.com and put in discount code DUG3. That's how you save the $200.
This week on RVER, sponsored by Progressive Insurance. I'm sorry, I can't operate on that vehicle.
But, Doctor, you took an oath.
That RV, it's my son's RV.
Oh, Doctor, isn't there anything you
I'm
can
do? I'm not a miracle worker, Sheila. I'm an RV surgeon, trained to save the lives of large injured recreational vehicles, which is definitely a real profession.
When your RV really needs saving, Progressive has you covered. See if you could save with a leader in RV insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, covered subject to policy terms.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Russian President Vladimir Putin says he signed a decree on a partial mobilization of Russian citizens on Wednesday. McDonald's Corporation has been ordered by a U.S. judge in Los Angeles, California, to defend against a $10 billion lawsuit accusing the fast food chain of not buying advertising time with black-owned media. The director of Feeding Our Future nonprofit and 47 other people were charged Tuesday in what federal prosecutors say was a massive scheme to defraud the government of more than $250 million meant to feed needy children during the pandemic. U.S. Attorney Andrew Luger.
These individuals believed that they could steal tens of millions of dollars from a federal child nutrition program by claiming to serve food to needy children when they were not.
Amy Bach, executive director, has pled not guilty. USA Radio News.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Stay tuned for more. Dr. Jack is continuing with his knowledge and his ability to communicate. That's next on this week's Good Day Health.
Welcome back to the Good Day Health Show. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at jackstockwell.com. So last week, I talked to you about the symptom survey. As I'm looking at the sheet here right now, it's 224 questions broken up into 8 different groups. Actually, it's more than that because group 7 has A, B, C, D, E, and F. So there's a lot of groups here. And by groups, I mean we're looking at your cardiovascular system. We're looking at the lungs. We're looking at your immune system. We're looking at how your liver and your gallbladder work. We're looking at your elimination and your gut and your digestion. And these questions reveal the kinds of problems that people line up for drugs that can easily be addressed through nutritional changes. So as I go through here, I'm going to read you some of these questions that I think you might find interesting. I am looking at group number 1 here. Now, then there's 3 possible answers to every question. And 3 questions, answers in the sense of, and you can only answer one of the 3 per question. Mild symptoms that occurred once or twice in the last 6 months. Moderate, once or twice in the last month. Or severe symptom would be something chronic and occurs at least once or twice a week. So here, I'm just acid foods upset, get chilled often, lump in throat, dry mouth, eyes, nose, cuts heal slowly, you gag easily, Strong light irritates you, nervous stomach, cold sweats often, fever easily raised. You find yourself staring and not blinking as much, neuralgia-like pain. That's group number one. And that tells me something about your digestive system. Group number two, eyelids swollen and puffy, muscle, leg, toe cramps at night, digestion rapid, pulses slow, but you feel irregular, difficulty swallowing, perspires easily, circulation poor, sensitive to cold, subject to colds, asthma, and bronchitis. That's another group telling me something about the pulmonary system and the lungs. And I'm only giving you a sample. In the group one, there's 20 questions. In group two, there's 21 questions that are all related to the lungs. Group three, you eat when you're nervous, irritable before your meal. You get shaky if you're hungry. Heart palpitates if a meal's missed. Overeating sweets upsets you. Mood, depression, blues, melancholy, abnormal craving for sweets and sugars. Awake after a few hours sleep, hard to get back. That is telling me an awful lot about the liver, the gallbladder. Group, and there are, over a dozen questions in that group. Group number four, hands and feet go to sleep easily, high altitude discomfort, you're an afternoon yawner, muscle cramps, worse during exercise, get Charlie horses, tendency to anemia, nosebleeds frequently, tension under the breastbone or a feeling of lightness or worse on exertion. That one has 16 questions. And again, they would be ranked according to mild, moderate, or severe. And I'm only giving you just a little sample of the different group. Here's group number five. Dizziness, dry skin, burning feet, blurred vision, itching skin, bitter metallic taste in the mouth, feeling queasy, stools lightly colored, skin will peel on the foot or on the soles of your foot. You have to use laxatives, sneezing attacks, bad breath. Milk products will cause distress, sensitive to hot weather, burning or itching anus. Craving sweets. Again, this is related to the digestion and elimination of toxins and the function of your liver. Group number six, loss of taste for meat, coated tongue, mucus colitis or irritable bowel, gas shortly after eating. And there's about 20 questions in that group. Group 7A, insomnia, night sweats, heart palpitations, pulse faster at rest, eyelids and face will twitch, can't work under pressure. Flushes easily, highly emotional, intolerance to heat. There are certain vitamin deficiencies that would trigger these things. And when I see the results of this survey, and there's 14 different questions in that group. I just gave you about four or five. The next group, increase in weight, decrease in appetite, ringing in the ears, sensitive to cold, constipation, hair coarse, falls out, slow pulse, below 65, frequent urination. Reduced initiative, impaired hearing. That's another group relating to certain vitamin deficiencies. And these things, every one of these samples that I'm giving you here can easily be addressed by nutritional changes. Group 7C, failing memory, low blood pressure, increased sex drive, decreased sugar tolerance, headaches, splitting type of headache. The next group. Abnormal thirst, weight gain around the hips or the waist, tendency to ulcers, increased sugar intolerance, menstrual disorders with the women, young ladies' lack of menstrual function, again, relating to certain vitamin deficiencies. Group 7E, dizziness, headaches, hot flashes, increased blood pressure, masculine tendencies in the female, sugar in the urine, but not diabetic sugar in the urine. Now, I'm up to question 156, and I've probably read maybe 20 of these. Group 7F, weakness, dizziness, chronic fatigue, low blood pressure, nails weak and rigid, tendency to hives, perspiration increasing, bowel disorders, swollen ankles, craving salt, allergies, tendency towards asthma. That's up through question 172. Now, most of these would not apply to you. Most of these questions... this is definitely me. This is reduced initiative. Oh, that's definitely me. That kind of thing. And then you would rank it mild, moderate, or severe. Here's group eight. Apprehension. And this one has 26 questions. Never seems to get well. Forgetfulness, indigestion, poor appetite, muscular soreness, noise sensitivities, weakness, fatigue, skin sensitive to touch. headache, insomnia, anxiety, anorexia, loose joints, allergy to some foods, forgetfulness, morbid fears, irritability. Again, this is relating mostly to B vitamin deficiency, certain members of the B vitamin family. The last two sections, and what I'm reading to you here are questions from the symptom survey. How would you take this? Good question. ForbiddenDoctor.com. Right there on the homepage, it'll say, take the symptom survey. And you click on it. There's a charge for it. Not much, but there's a charge for it because I have to pay my nutritionist to go through and make some sense out of what all these answers would indicate. And then we sit down together and figure out, I think they need this, and they need this, and they need this. And then we would get back to you with two or three suggestions what you might want to start including in the diet or in the sense of supplements to take care of those problems. Now, what I recommend are not drugs. They're food concentrates. And as food concentrates, it takes a while. It takes a few weeks to a few months for the body to respond to this increased nutritional intake. And one of the wonderful things about the body that I have discovered in over 30 years of taking care of people is the body heals much, much faster than it breaks down. It'll struggle. Your liver will beg, borrow, and steal everything it can to keep that blood clean. Your heart will beg, borrow, and steal everything in the bloodstream it possibly can to keep an efficient pumping of blood throughout the body. And when you give it something that it has been lacking for a while, and that's the cause of most of our disease processes in the human body, malnutrition. You know, wow, it's America, for Pete's sake. It's 2022. How can we be malnourished? I could do the next 10 shows on that subject alone because of what is missing in our commercial foods. But I've got two last sections here I want to review with you. For female only, very easily fatigued, premenstrual tension, painful menses, painful breasts, menstruate too frequently, menopausal hot flashes, acne worse during your period, depression of long standing. But we know exactly what to do if you have some positive responses in that section. For male, prostate trouble, urination difficult or dribbling, pain on the inside of the legs or the heels, feeling of incomplete bowel evacuation, migrating aches and pains, tired too easily, avoids activity, leg nervousness at night, diminished sex drive. And then at the end of, and that's the last one was question 224. Now, because most of these symptoms do not relate to you, you can get through this thing pretty quick. We've had submissions of the symptom survey where people have answered almost every one of them. And we have to get back to them and say, hey, listen, maybe we didn't make it clear. Only the ones that you look at and you read it and you say, yeah, that's me. That's definitely me. If you can't say that, like here in group 8, anxiety, anorexia, insomnia, you know, no, I sleep really well. Anxiety, yeah, maybe a little bit now and then, but nothing that... And anorexia, oh, good gracious, no, I love a full meal. I eat probably too much food. So you wouldn't even answer these. You wouldn't put in a minor. You wouldn't even bother answering them. And then at the very end of the survey, there's five blank lines. List the five main complaints you have in order of their importance. And you know the wonderful thing about this? When you list the five according to their importance, we can go back through the list and we can see what is triggering those five major complaints listed in importance of in your life. And usually with two or three suggestions, we can really help alleviate the problems. You would go to ForbiddenDoctor.com. And there on the homepage is take the symptom survey. Now, I don't want to repeat myself too much, but there is a charge for it because I have to pay my nutritionist. And we have two very good nutritionists. They get paid a lot because they're very good at what they do. And they save me a lot of time because I am with patients taking care of other things that need to be taken care of. So once they've done the assessment, we sit down together and I review it with them rather quickly. And then we sit there and figure out, okay, what does this lady need? What does this man need to help take care of these problems? And so along with the protocol that we recommend that you take as a result of the symptom survey, you get a 30-minute phone consultation to go along with it because you'll probably have other questions. So it's a heck of a deal. And I'm telling you, there's one theme that seems to run through the whole thing, and it's the liver. And when we can improve the liver's ability to filter the bloodstream and to perform its 600 recognized functions, life can change almost overnight for a lot of people. Almost every new patient that walks into my clinic is a liver problem. I can see it in the eyes. I can see it in the skin. I can see it in their nails. I can smell it on their breath. I can see it in their hair. So once I get the structural problems taken care of, and then I suggest, listen, there are some things we can give you right now that will start helping you to have better liver function. If you go to ForbiddenDoctor.com and on the homepage, get that symptom survey, I'm telling you, we can turn lives around. After the coming break, I'm going to be joining up with Doug Steffen to finish out this week's show. Doug and I always have a good time together. You can hear all of our Good Day Show podcasts, in fact, with me and Dr. Ken Kronhaus at gooddayhealthshow.com, where there's over 600 podcasts between Ken and myself. And then, of course, my podcasts are at ForbiddenDoctor.com. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell, so stick around for Doug and me to wrap up this week's program.
Now that the school year is underway, do you know how your child is doing in math? At Mathnasium, each student is provided with a customized learning plan based on an individual assessment. They'll get the live face-to-face instruction they need, either in-center or online, to accelerate their math skills and take on the rest of the school year with confidence. Join over a million parents who have trusted Mathnasium to give their children an edge in math. To learn more and to schedule a free consultation, visit us at Mathnasium.com. Mathnasium, we're changing lives through math.
Napa! At Napa, when you take care of your ride, we take care of you. That's why a $25 digital gift card can be yours when you buy 10 quarts of Pennzoil Platinum Full Synthetic Motor Oil products at Napa Auto Parts. That's a reward for rewarding your ride and a way to treat yourself after treating your motor. So give your ride the premium motor oil it deserves and get rewarded in return. Napa! Offer ends 10/31/22. Void where prohibited. Terms apply. For complete details, visit pennzoil.com/rewards.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
The roar of our engines, the pump of our heartbeats, the pedal to our metal, the sparks that ignite us, the pistons that push us, the passions that drive us. From the feelings that move us to the places that pull us on the roads that unite us. With nearly 6,000 stores and over 17,000 auto care centers, Napa has America's largest network of parts and care. Here to keep you firing on all cylinders.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Is here, one of my favorite humans who occupies a lot of time and space. You can listen to him and his program every weekend on Good Day Health. Matter of fact, I'm just looking at the last podcast, Jack, that you did. Let's see here. What feeds your brain? I want to know what feeds my brain. Jack tells you that. The differences between acidosis and alkalosis. That's too much acid or too much alkaline in your body. If you don't know that, you need to listen to this podcast. Dr. Jack lets you in on all kinds of things that are his secrets, like what do you eat, what do you drink, what do you take for the various products. Don't take synthetic vitamins. I guess that's kind of what's in here. A standard process, all natural stuff from food. All right, so you got all kinds of information. You get the podcast free, Good Day Health Show, the podcast free at gooddayhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts. So there's the story on Jack. We're going to talk about your eyes in our conversation with Jack today, starting out actually with the conversation here. A couple of complaints when taking a look at your glasses. We talk about eyewear and being able to see those digital devices. Man, what do they do to your eyes? Some of them are big and heavy. So let's find out what the alternatives are from Mariah Haberman.
Things what you can do. We all know what a pain it can be trying to see our phone screens when we're outside. But no more. The Foster Grand Polarized for Digital Devices Sunglasses Collection was created to do away with that frustration while keeping eyes safe with UVA and UVB protection.
And eyewear should have form and function.
Some readers and their cases can be more bulky and could prevent you from taking them around. Fortunately, there are now sleek options like the Foster Grand Super Flat readers that are no thicker than an iPhone, taking up less room in the pocket or purse while still providing the reading magnification you need.
Talking about glasses and what happens when you spend a lot of time in front of a computer screen, I have three screens in front of me all the time when I'm on the air. People use various devices. They have laptops, they have iPads, they have iPhones. You've got your iPhone, your wife has an iPhone, you've got computers in your office in Salt Lake City, Jack. So, and people will come to you, even though you're a Nooka chiropractor, I'm sure people are asking you all the time, what do you do to protect your eyes? And that's a very good question, a very practical question, frankly, I think.
Well, you may have three computers in front of you, but what are you doing when the show's over? You're outside taking care of the farm. You're outside where your eyes are being exposed to natural light from the sun,
yeah,
and from the contrast of light and shadow, and for close-up and far-away focus. And your eyes are doing what nature designed our eyes to do for the last 10,000 generations or whatever we've been on this planet. However, there are people who spend all day on the computer, and then they go home, and they either watch TV all night, or they watch their iPads in bed all night, or they watch their iPhones. And the eyes simply begin to lose their ability to adapt to natural situations around us in the sense of focus and contrast measurement between colors, light and dark. And it actually begins to show up after a period of time if your eyes are not exposed to the kinds of things we grew up with before we had all this digital world showing up in front of us and all these instruments.
Well, you have x-rays and stuff in your office, so our eyes are affected, bombarded, as our ears are, as our body is, by all of these things that we can't see, which is having, it has
well,
to have.
That's right, and you're constantly bombarded to x-ray anyway. You've got x-ray coming at you from the cosmic center of the universe, you've got it from our galactic center, you have it from the sun, and you have background radiation coming up out of the earth.
So some of it's artificial, some of it is sort of, if you'll pardon the pun, not pun, but it's natural.
Well, a lot of it is natural.
Right, the x-ray stuff.
But x-rays are natural. You know, if you live anywhere where you have granite in your soil, which is some parts of the country are heavy granite, some parts aren't. Right. But there's radiation, radon, all the stuff coming out of granitic soil anyway that we have grown up with. And I don't just mean since we were born. I mean all the genetic design of the human genome. For thousands
if you hold
of
a dowsing stick next to a big piece of granite, it'll move. Yeah, that you don't think that talks
exactly
to you?
That's exactly what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I know it is. 59 past the hour with Dr. Jack.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's XTENDOVITE.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.